I'm Elba, and this is a KXEI Conversation. In studio with me today are three recipients of the Dolores Huerta Celebración de la Mujer. We have Yuvenice Caraveo, recipient of the Consuelo Aguilar Esperanza Award, Gabriela Cáceres Kelly with the Mujer en la Lucha Award, and Dr. Lydia Otero, who is the recipient of the Dolores Huerta Legacy Award. It's an honor to have you in the studio. Bienvenidas a su casa here at KXEI. Gabriela, what are some of the efforts that you've been involved in?
I am a co-founder of Indivisible Thano, as we're a grassroots community organization that focuses on education and civic engagement within our community. We're trying to activate Thanatan people. The Thanatan Nation, we're about the size of Connecticut, and most people don't know we're here. We are the second largest reservation in the country, and our traditional lands are split in two by the U.S.-Mexico border, which has literally split our nation in two. When we started hearing more about this inhumane border wall on Thanatan lands, people were frightened. And so my group, we needed to educate ourselves and find out what can we do on paper. And we were realizing that we have a complete absence in the political arena. We don't have a large enough voting bloc. We don't have tribal members who understand how much they've been disenfranchised for decades. I mean, when you break down the voting rights of our people, it's appalling and it's a disgrace. And so we have been working on educating the public on that and really pushing people to question their representatives and get involved politically. So we are in the business of infiltrating spaces, and that's what we do.
That's excellent. Thank you so much. And Yuvenice, you're currently attending Cholla High School. Can you tell us about the work that you do?
One of my main fights that I really fight for is LGBTQ plus rights. Right now, what I'm mainly focusing on is an LGBTQ plus visibility day at Cholla. It's going to be the first one. So what I had planned is inviting other gay straight alliances from different high schools here in Tucson to come to Cholla to really get to know each other, have some fun games, have a walk of solidarity, just be with each other. I've secured some really high-end drag queens and drag performers for that day who all said that they would love to do it for free because they want to be there for the youth. And another thing that we're really working on is painting one of our crosswalks in front of the school a rainbow. Last year, I was actually there for the opening ceremony for the rainbow walk on 4th, and I really just wanted to recreate that and that energy at Cholla. I've been president of our GSA for 2 years now, as well as other clubs, and I just like really being involved in different things, so I've kind of branched out a little.
Excellent. Dr. Otero, Associate Professor in the Department of Mexican American Studies at the University of Arizona, your work has been around preserving the history of Tucson and the importance of place. Can you talk about your work and how this award honors that?
It's amazing to be sitting here with two young activists. I really appreciate that the organizers and the committee focus on intergenerational activism. I think that's so important to recognize. I'm not the typical activist that gets this award. I'm a historian who studies Tucson and who places great value in ensuring that women are acknowledged for their efforts. I've worked closely with, for example, the Tucson Museum of Art. I consulted when they reopened the Maria Cordova House. I've also consulted with the City and County Library on some exhibits. But I guess what I'm recognized for is my book, La Calle, which talks about downtown Tucson and urban renewal and that process of removing people and destroying that community. I think it's touched people in a way that I didn't expect, and it's because it's their story. And I think that if this award does anything to me, it's like saying, hey, good job, focus on our gente and keep doing it.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much to the three of you. Congratulations again on your award. I've been speaking with the honorees of the 2019 Dolores Huerta Celebración de la Mujer. The Arizona Cesar E. Chavez Holiday Coalition hosts the Celebración de la Mujer, named after Dolores Huerta, co-founder of the United Farm Workers Union and one of the most prominent Latina leaders of our lifetime, who worked to organize laborers winning basic rights for farm workers. I've been talking with Yuvenice Caraveo, Gabriela Cáceres Kelly, and Dr. Lydia Otero, all recipients of the Dolores Huerta Celebración de la Mujer. Thank you so much for joining me for this KXEI conversation.